T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, WC Show. Time is 8:12 here on the morning news. The 12K a day giveaway is back on Monday. You have a chance to win $1,000 every hour, weekdays from 7 to 7 in our national cash contest. So tune in starting Monday. Let's head over to the University of Minnesota, the University of Minnesota Athletic Director, Mark Coyle. Mark, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dave. How are you?
What? Your Gopher softball team. Holy smokes.
Yeah, you know, really excited for Coach Traskel and that team. Went down to Nebraska and got the sweep down there, and they continue to plug along and do great things. We've got a midweek matchup this week at Wisconsin. We were supposed to play there last week. It got rained out because of the weather, so we'll be over in Madison this week for a big series. Then we come back and play Iowa at home this weekend. So a lot of exciting things going on with the softball program.
Yeah, Amber Fizer got Player of the Week again. I mean, that's like the fourth time this year, I think.
Yeah, she's had an unbelievable season for us, and we're just so grateful for Amber. You know, she does a wonderful job for us and helps us in every game, and just really grateful for that program and how those student athletes have responded. You know, we went through a coaching transition 2 years ago. We haven't missed a beat. We continue to compete at a high level, continue to be ranked in the top 25, which is a great testament to those student athletes and Coach Traskel.
How about Lexi Ramler?
Wow, what a championship she had. You know, she went down as an individual and finished second in the all-around, and did a phenomenal job. And you and I talked a few weeks ago. Coach Jenny Hansen, our head coach for our women's gymnastics program, was named Big Ten Coach of the Year, does a phenomenal job, and just really excited for Lexi. And I'm sure you saw Shane Wiskus on our men's side, won a national championship in the parallel bars and did phenomenal down there. And Coach Burns and his staff did a great job down in Illinois this weekend.
Hey, Mark, one of the things that you saw, I'm sure a lot of headlines on, was this, the ticket pricing over at the University of Minnesota. And there's some consternation about prices going down, but the donation going up. And so you've been addressing that all week. Where does that stand? What do you want fans to know about this?
Yeah, you know, I think the most important thing we want fans to know is that, you know, we've been listening, you know, and we get a lot of feedback. And what we heard was our ticket prices were too high. So what we've done, Dave, we've taken our men's basketball ticket price and have dropped that by $190 in several sections inside Williams Arena. What we call a get-in price is very competitive now. It's very affordable for families to come and support our teams. In hockey, we dropped that price about $100 off the season ticket, $200 if you look at 2 years ago where we were at. So now we have a $500 hockey season ticket for several sections. Some sections, those ticket prices didn't change, and we apologize for the confusion. But we just wanted to create a better get-in price for people to get in and support our great student-athletes and our coaches.
Yeah, and one of the things that happened, Mark, as you know, probably at the state legislative level, I assume that donation money is not tax-deductible anymore, is it?
That's correct, yeah. That was changed a few years ago, so you no longer get a tax deduction on the on the scholarship seating side. But, you know, people need to understand that money that we generate through our scholarship seating program goes straight back to scholarships. You know, at the University of Minnesota, we cover athletic scholarships. And so when people buy those tickets and they make a scholarship seating donation, we use that money straight back to our scholarships to cover for our 675 student athletes.
Yeah, plenty of things going on as well. Now, I know that you get meetings and that sort of thing, but one of the interesting things I was reading about NCAA and this senior transfer rule. Is anything new there, Mark?
No new update right now, David. As you kind of talked, it kind of came to the national forefront at the Final Four a few weeks ago here in the Twin Cities, where Texas Tech, I think, had three senior transfers or grad transfers, what they're called. It's kind of the new thing in college basketball, college football, especially on the men's side and also on the women's side, where coaches go out and they try to get these transfers to come in and go to grad school and play their last year at their school. They've got great experience, obviously. It's something that we continue to pay close attention to and continue to monitor at the national level.
Coach's caravan about a month away, the Paul Bunyan Axe Tour.
Yeah, we've got two different tours going on this summer, Dave. You know, you and I were down in Owatonna last week with our great friends at Federated, and we'll be back down there on May 21st to start our coach's caravan with all of our top coaches. We're excited about that on May 21st. We'll also hit Delwood, Chaska, and Alexandria. And then we also have, I think, a nine-city axe tour. If you remember when we were fortunate enough to beat Wisconsin, Coach Fleck talked about how he wanted to take the axe out and show it to the people of the great state of Minnesota. So if you go to gophersports.com, you can get a detailed schedule of where that axe will be, and we encourage you to come out, get your picture at the axe, and celebrate a great win for our student athletes and Coach Fleck.
What's on your schedule today?
Trying to enjoy this beautiful weather and some meetings, right? It's always busy. I'm in town this week, and I've got to go to Arizona next week for Big Ten athletic director meetings and football coaches meetings. And then also, you know, with our softball, baseball programs and track and field in full swing, making sure we continue to support those programs. So we always got something exciting going on.
Yeah, well, I'm waiting to see what happens at those meetings when you get back, Mark, and see what the kind of things were talked about. That's always fascinating that time of year.
Yeah. We'll give you a great update when we get back from Arizona.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mark. Have a great week.
Thanks so much, and go Gophers.
Mark Coyle, University of Minnesota AD here on WCCO. Time is 8:17. Temperature is 40, and we're moving on up. Mike will tell you how warm it'll be next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.